Hello everyone and welcome to The Entrepreneur's Journey. I am Andy Bryan, the founder and the host of The Entrepreneur's Journey show and also the business. And you may be wondering what the show is all about. So what I always do at the beginning of every show is provide you with a brief insight as to what it's all about so you can get the most from it. So I like to interview entrepreneurs from around the world to uncover their story and journey to success. And this is very much their hero's journey and their hero's story. So uncovering their trials and tribulations, their challenges and obstacles, to in some ways show them as heroes in their own life and in their own business. Today we have Christine L. Bowen, who I've known for quite some time, and it's been a real privilege to connect with her. We'll find out more about her in a moment. And the title of the show today is Create, Live, Be. And also you could probably see that goes with Christine L. Bowen, so which is absolutely great, creative. And before we get started and jumping straight into your story, tell us a bit more about yourself and what you do.
Well, first of all, it is such a pleasure to be here. I am really honored. I've been following your show and your journey over the years we've been connected, so I'm really excited to be here. Hello, everyone. My name is Christine L. Bowen, as Andy said, and I usually like to share who I am before I share what I do. I believe that's important. So I am a creative, authentic, and outgoing person. My core values are absolute faith and the golden rule, and I live presently. I love wholeheartedly. I laugh regularly, and I'm extremely passionate about living life at its highest potential and inspiring others to do the same. On a professional level, I have been in the industries of professional networking, visual communication, as well as personal development, combined over 25 years. I know I'm giving away my age here, but yeah, I'm only 26. so that's what I do professionally. And right now, my focus is my consulting business, CLB Creative Consulting, where I am inspiring entrepreneurs to look at their complete brand presence holistically on a physical, spiritual, mental, financial, and professional perspective.
Excellent. Fantastic. I love your philosophy. I love your inspiration through the posts that you share. And I've heard a bit of your story, which has been nice, but I haven't heard the depth of your story in some way. So it's going to be a real pleasure to dive that. It's really interesting to find out more about your business and your creative side and how you bring that into the work that you do.
Yes.
So now let's actually dive. Hero's journey story. I've been, a couple of years ago. May have been further down the line, but usually it's a place of pain and discomfort, a place where we're not happy with our lives and we really want to make a shift, make a change, and do something different, something new. So I was to ask you what your original world was like, where you started your journey into entrepreneurship or even seeking, more happiness and fulfillment in your life.
My story of entrepreneurship goes back as far as I can remember. My mother is a born entrepreneur. She started her journey as an entrepreneur way before I was born, when she was 10 years old. And so when I came into the world, I never saw my mom work a job. My mom and my dad split when I was at a very young age. So I was raised mainly by my mother. And so when I was around the age of 17, after I convinced my mom and my dad that I wasn't going to be a doctor, a dentist, or a lawyer, she finally realized that design and creativity was my passion, and it shouldn't have surprised her because that is her passion. She's a fashion designer. And so in Jamaica, where I was raised, I was in high school. I was a professional freelance designer. I had my clients and I really, really loved it. So that was my first taste as an entrepreneur in my teenage years.
Fantastic. So I would like to see the hero's journey as breaking free from societal conditions and breaking free from all these conditions that have been put upon us over the years, like from a young age. Mm-hmm. So even from that age, like you telling your parents that you weren't going to be a lawyer, you weren't going to be a doctor
or a dentist.
What was that like? Even breaking into that, yeah, even a dentist.
What was it like breaking away from that?
Because you know, even breaking away from that, but even telling them that you weren't going to follow the path, you know,
it took a lot of courage. Especially when you're at that age, you know, you don't want to disrespect your parents. But at 16, when I was in high school and I had to choose my areas of focus and I chose the sciences, I decided to prove them wrong. I'm always a diplomat. So when I chose the sciences as my main focus, in Jamaica, high school is like college. So we choose, you know, primary, secondary subjects, just like you do in college up here. And so when I chose the sciences, I failed miserably at physics. I despised chemistry. And biology, I was like so-so with. And even though I graduated from high school with distinctions in those subjects, because I'm an overachiever, I have to excel at what I do, it wasn't in my heart. And so when I showed my mom the path of where I went with the sciences compared to my passion, which was design. I had my little sketchbook and I had a plan, which was important. And when I shared that with her with the big, you know, knot in my throat while I was doing it, she couldn't deny it because I'm a product of her. I'm just like her. And so when she saw that I was really passionate about my gift, she encouraged me to do it, to go for it.
And obviously you just saying that and having that knot in your throat, you know, we all have a refusal to call at the beginning of our adventure, you know. Would you say that you had it took you some time to bring up that courage and you weren't ready at some point to even step forward and even take on that journey?
Yeah, it took me about 2 years to muster up the courage to approach her. But like I said, I felt like I had to prove her wrong and prove my dad wrong that yes, I can do well, but it's not in my heart.
Yeah. So who was, I'd imagine your parents obviously supported you through this. They were happy for you to do this, but was there someone else within your close knit of friends, you could say, or other family members that were an inspiration for you to say, you know, you can do this on your own. You can be the creative you were born to be and that you love to be, you know.
I'm not going to cry, Andy. There was. this person is my heart. We're still connected to this day. This is a gentleman, at the time was a boy, that I met when I was 12 or 13 years old. He lived across the street, and I thought he was the most gorgeous guy I had ever seen in my entire life. But turns out that he was very, very different from all the other kids my age. He was very learned. He read, he was the one that turned me on to Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And we would have some philosophical conversations that I never had with anyone else. And so when he discovered that design was my passion, he was actually the one that encouraged me to push for it. And he said, if that's who you are and that's what you want, then that's who you need to be. And so he was the one that really helped me muster up that courage. Yeah, he was. I'm not going to cry.
Fantastic. That's okay. It's good too.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you. It's cutting out very slightly from you, but it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Now start actually stepping in only to becoming the creative you are now, becoming the person you are now and living the dream, so to speak.
Yes.
What were some of the challenges that you faced, you know? You crossed that threshold into the new world, the unknown world of the trials and tribulations. What were some of the challenges you faced becoming that creative?
Ooh. At first it was wow, you know, I hit the ground running at 17. I had become a sought after freelance designer in Jamaica. I was one of the youngest, if not the youngest. I went to art college in Jamaica, Edna Manley College for Visual and Performing Arts. I did 2 years of night school because I had to build up my portfolio. And then I, you know, went in full time. I fell in love with graphic design. And for the record, I'm a graphic designer that learned before we had computers. So I did all the layout by hand. Just have to put that out there. And the same young man that encouraged me to pursue that, he was definitely an accelerant for my success as a freelance designer in Jamaica. We decided to get married. And we migrated to the States together at a very young age. If I was the mother of myself back then, I would have been like, no way. But my mom was very supportive of us. She was totally in love with my husband at the time. She treated him like her son, and she felt that we could take care of each other. So we moved to the States. And when you move to the States from another country, you know, this is the land of opportunity. It truly is. And I decided to go the career route. So I started at the bottom level. I started minimum wage. I was the manager of a custom framing store, met my second mother at that store, who was the owner, and I learned a trade that I will never, ever forget, that experience of being able to do custom framing. I love it. And I moved all the way to a six-figure income as a contractor for the government. I was the web project manager for the web development team for the Federal Aviation Administration. I thought I had it made. But the problem with the journey as a employee is that I kept getting laid off. And that wasn't something I was used to. And so about 5 years into my career as a project manager, I said, you know what? I need to go back into entrepreneurship. So it was right around 2007, I re-entered the world of entrepreneurship through the network marketing industry. And network marketing was something that I used to shun in the past. I never understood that industry until I became a part of it. Now I'm a huge proponent of that industry because I believe that it is the best industry for someone to move from hourly, trading hours for dollars, into entrepreneurship. Because to do that, to go from a job to traditional business, is very challenging. But I think that industry allows you, it creates a bridge.
Yeah,
that's how I re-entered entrepreneurship. And so when I went back into entrepreneurship as a network marketer, guess what I did? I became a freelance designer again. And I was happy again. Yeah.
Excellent. So what were some of the other challenges you faced? So the network marketing industry gave you the opportunity to quite another stream of income, but along with that, have your design work as well. Mm-hmm. So did it allow you to reset up a new business for both your design work as well and your creative skills?
In a nutshell, yes. But, you know, we're talking about the entrepreneur's journey, right? So let's talk about the challenges. Yeah. When I came to the States, I was 21 years old, okay? And I had never worked a job. I had never really been my own boss because as a freelance designer in Jamaica, I lived with my mom. So I just used my money for my personal things. I didn't have to pay mortgages and car notes and all of that stuff. So I found that when I went into entrepreneurship and I decided to take the leap in November of 2007 and become a full-time entrepreneur, you know, I had a great level of success within my first year of network marketing. And so I all of a sudden said, you know what? I'm leaving the workforce completely. Well, with that comes being your own boss. And I quickly found out that I did not know how to do that. I didn't have the discipline. And I thought that I was a failure. I went through complete mental struggle and financial struggle as a result, because once you go into that mental space, it affects everything else. So my biggest struggle to date in my entrepreneurial journey was learning to be my own boss and learning how to create that revenue stream for myself.
Definitely. And if I was to ask you some of the, obviously we've got the physical journey, but obviously within that we've got our mental journey, which is the ups and downs, the fears, the doubts, the worries, and, you know, not believing in ourselves. What were some of the What were some of the emotional setbacks you had, and what was your biggest learnings from them at the same time?
Emotionally, I was going through a lot. I will just say for the record that I'm so grateful to be where I am today. But I will say to those who are watching that the journey is necessary. The struggle is necessary. But geez, your wisdom. From the dynamic of my marriage was at stake during this process. That to me was the biggest challenge. Because my husband and I, at the time we were just dating, and when we decided to go into business together, I quickly found out that we shouldn't have been in business together. And we almost broke up because of it. And it has taken, in quotes, this long for me. Not that has nothing to do with him. I love him dearly. He takes care of me. He's good to the core. Those are the types of people I surround myself with. But it took this long for me to be comfortable in my skin and be comfortable in this relationship. So that was hard. Again, the financial struggle was extremely. We're talking bankruptcy. I've filed bankruptcy twice in this country, with my first husband when we came to the States at 21 and we found out what a credit card was. And then the second time with the journey as an entrepreneur and understanding a wealth creation and understanding how it ties to mindset, understanding how to be confident in who I am, and all of that mental put me into a financial situation that I didn't like. But you know what? I said to myself, it's part of the journey. It's a lesson, or as my good friend Roy calls it, a blessing. It's a blessing and a lesson at the same time. And I said, you know, money is transitory. It really is. It's not the focus. And once I started to do a self-discovery process, which started 6 years ago, that's when everything started to shift.
Excellent. Yeah. I was going to ask you that very question. What was the big shifting moment within your life? If I was to say, like, if we look at the big shifting moment in a physical sense, and then a big shifting moment as a mental sense as well, what would you see the differences are there and between the two? And what were they, would you say?
So shift in a physical sense contrasted with shift in a mental?
Yeah, so what was happening in the material world and then the emotional world?
You know? Material world at the time that I embarked upon the process, in my humble opinion, was a mess. My network marketing business started to decline. It wasn't growing as, in quotes, compared to what I saw other people doing in my company, which was another struggle that I had to deal with, comparison, because comparison is the thief of joy and success. So physically, the world, my world that I had created, mind you, was a mess. Mentally, I decided to go within. And there's always, everyone experiences a moment in time, several times in our lives, I'm hearing, that you have that wake-up call. So my wake-up call was in January of 2010. My business had hit a certain point. One of my business partners, who I had groomed in the company, I trained him, I did everything, showed him the ropes, hosted his meetings. He was promoted to the position that I had been going after for 3-4 years. So when that happened, I took a big step back. And at the time, like I said, I was still doing my freelance design. So I stepped back and I said, where do I go from here? I just put the call out. I believe in a higher power. So I called out to the divine and I said, what do I need to do? And the answer was, you need to go within. So I started a self-discovery process, and that started with a branding coach. I just happened to win a free consultation with my branding coach at the time. And she asked me one question. She said, who are you? And I started to you know, spew off what I did professionally. And she said, that's not what I asked you. It sounds great, but I didn't ask you what you do. I asked you, who are you? And when I realized I couldn't answer it, that was my wake up call. I needed to find out who Christine was.
Definitely. No, I love it. I love it. Cause, our physical journey is only so much, and you know, who we are deep down, you know, is the key to everything. It unlocks everything. And, I've mentioned this in a few posts, but, and I did a post obviously about it today, the ego and stuff like that and the shadow and the cave we fear to enter holds the treasure you see. Treasure. That was your real divine guidance. Absolutely love it. Was there anything within that that you implemented to create that shift within your world as well?
Oh yeah, for sure. Two things. The first thing I did was I was raised as a Christian. So the first thing I did was I picked up the Bible because I wanted to go back to the source. And so this is something that I had done as a teenager. I studied the Bible from the age of 12 through the gentleman that I met until about the age of 28. And then I put the Bible down and never picked it up again. So I decided to pick it up again, but I did it from a different perspective. You know, with technology, I got the YouVersion app and started to do different plans just to kind of see what messages were out there. And in combination with that, I started meditating. It's something that I'd never done in the past. I don't know what prompted me to do it now that I think about it, but I just decided to sit in silence. Yeah. I would do silent meditations and the answers and ideas that came to me in those sessions, I was blown away. Create, Live, Be came from a meditative session, which is my brand. So meditation for me, combined with prayer, has been the golden ticket to living my dream. Yeah. For sure.
It's funny how silence gives us all this. A silent mind is filled with, you know, peace, tranquility and guidance. You know, she's great. If I was to ask you now, then the question that the lady asked you before, but slightly reframed in a slightly different way, who are you today, after going through the journey that you've been through?
Great question. I believe at the core, I am the same person. The way I introduce myself, the manner in which I introduce myself at the beginning of this show, is what I had discovered 6 years ago. I'm creative to the core. We all are, actually, but that's another conversation. I'm outgoing. I love people and I'm authentic. And when I use the word authentic, it's not in a buzz term type of a way. Authentic to me means, I get this from my mother, you are true to the core and you walk your talk. Because a lot of us can spew out what authenticity is, but walking it is a different story. And I do my best to be real every day with everyone and everything that I do. I'm just me. If we turn off the cameras and you came through my door, you're going to get the same exact CLB. So even though so much time has passed and so much has developed with my brand and how I appear to the world, at the core, I am the same person today. That will never change.
Definitely. Sorry, I was cutting out there very
I'm
slightly.
I'm so sorry. But no,
again, I love what you're saying there. Authenticity for me isn't a buzzword either, and people often use it as a buzzword. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's really getting to the core of who you are and what your essence is, what you stand for, you know, and living by that, you know, on a deep level. What is it that you live by each and every day? Finally then, what is it that you do today and why do you do it based on your journey and story as well?
Well, I have been given this message. Thank you for giving me this platform, by the way. I am completely honored to be here. This has been a long time coming, in quotes, because as human beings, we put this thing on time, but time really doesn't exist. So in human terms, this has been a long time coming, but 6 years ago, I was given this message, create, live, be. It just so happens to line up with my initials. That wasn't by force. It was by design. Yeah. Came to me in meditation. So it's an inspired mission. Over the last 6 years, I've been massaging what exactly is create, live, be. And what I've discovered is that it's a formula. I believe that we all have this gift of authenticity that you just shared. Each of us have this special something about ourselves that makes us unique. And so create, live, be was a message initially for me. It was a formula. It is a formula. And it was packaged in that way so that I could understand it. And more importantly, I could apply it. And so the formula of create, live, be is create your reality with vision. Live your reality through action. Be your reality as a result. So vision plus action equals results. I used to think I was the biggest procrastinator on earth prior to 2010. I thought I had a major problem. Come to find out, since getting this message, everybody has this problem. And the gap between what we want and what is real is that action piece. Most people either hesitate to act or they act before they have the proper instructions on what to act, how to act. And so this was the message that was given to me. Today, this message has matured into something else. It's the same thing. But now, what do you do now that you've applied this and you're actually living in that zone where you are manifesting what you want on demand? Not bragging. I'm just sharing what was given to me. Now I can apply this instinctively, right? So now that you can apply it on demand, what do we do then? Now we have to think about our creative power and how does that relate to our purpose and how does that relate to how we're presenting ourselves to the world? Because social media is a global platform and pretty much everyone's on it. But how many of us are authentically presenting ourselves to the best possible way that we can? So through my consulting business, my goal is to help other entrepreneurs just like me who are going through the journey, really need to find their core self and creatively express themselves effectively to the world.
Fantastic. No. Brilliant. Again, brilliant. Action is everything, isn't it? An action.
Isn't it though?
Creating, living it.
Yes.
Living it. It's just bringing it all together.
That action piece, I tell you.
So where can we find out more about your work?
Well, thank you for asking. Right now, my website is being revamped. I've just crossed into a new threshold of my journey. And so it's been revealed to me how to package this information just as I present it to you now. So I'm revamping my website. I will give a sneak peek verbally. It's going to be a collaborative effort where I will help entrepreneurs, as I said, tap into their creative power and present themselves as such, physically, spiritually, mentally, professionally, financially. So that's what you'll get through ChristineLBowen.com. If you go there now, all my social profiles are there. We're on social networks. So why are you going to go to my website looking for me? I'm on Instagram, Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Google+. So my call to action is always connect with me there. So go to ChristineLBowen.com. You'll see the icons. Just click on where you hang out and we'll find each other there.
And what I'll do is, like with all the other shows, I'll make sure all your links are on the website, are on YouTube on iTunes as well. Because those of you who are listening to this, the show is available on iTunes as a podcast. It's on SoundCloud. And you can also find it on my website, www.theentrepreneursjourney.tv. Yes. So thank you all for joining today. We are not yet finished. We are finished with the interview side of things. But now it's a time for you in the audience to join us, ask questions to Christine, and really interact and engage and really have a bit more fun.
Sure.
Not that wasn't fun. That was fantastic.
Really it was fun. Story, May I share one more thing before we invite? Please?
Go for it.
I should mention CLB Live. A lot of people know me for CLB Live, and that is my web show, hashtag CLB Live. And CreateLiveB, as I said, has morphed into more than the formula. It's a mindset mission because I do believe that we have to get this right before anything else gets right. So that show is dedicated to lifting mindsets, and I present my divine connections to the world so that we can grow together. Thanks for letting me share that.
Excellent. That's perfect. And I love your
Thank
show.
You.
I love CreateLiveB. It was the live portion.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So feel free to join us in the lab session. We have an open seat available. All of you are welcome to join us there and ask Christine some questions. Actually, we seem to have lost Christine. Hopefully she'll be back with us.
Sorry about that. I'm back. You gotta love live, right?
That was the perfect timing. Because
I wanted to thank all the viewers who are watching live for their beautiful comments and, you know, feeling me from the heart. I love you all. Appreciate you for being here. And thank you for, you know, your kind words. And I'm glad that what I'm sharing resonates.
Yeah, thank you all for joining us. It's been a real pleasure to have you in the audience. If you have any questions and you don't want to join the video, show you. But there's not been any specific questions. Okay. I think that's your friend there, isn't it? If you wanted to join. Okay, we've got Roy. Let me accept Roy.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Roy, how you doing?
I'm fabulous, thanks. Yourself?
Very good, yeah.
Awesome.
Very good.
And I don't even have to ask Christine how she is because I know how she is.
Hi, Roy.
We talk all the time behind the scenes, and even when we're doing stuff like this, sometimes we talk behind the scenes. I love it. Christine, I love hearing some of the stuff that I've never heard yet before. She and I have been friends almost 6 years. July will be 6 years. And, you know, the good thing about people like Christine is you don't have to know everything about them. You don't have to know their favorite ice cream or pie or where they were as a kid in order to really enjoy them. And I like to say that because there's some people I just don't enjoy. Andy, are you with me on that? You know what I mean? But this lady here is very enjoyable. So I just wanted to share and pour into everyone listening here because a few of my friends that I've invited over here to meet with Christine and meet with you, Andy, because I talk about Christine often and the way I like to say it is if I know you and I know you well, I'll probably be talking in front of your back with my other new friends. So that's what this is all about. This is social media. You're supposed to introduce your friends to their friends. And when we do that, oh my goodness, an environment of, and Christine is all about creativity. We all have creativity. Some of us have just been flea trained and we've shut the creativity down because we've been told, shut it down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And from kidhood, some of us like to talk. Some of us have the gift of gab and our teachers wouldn't let us do that. I think they should have just had a class where everybody gabs. I don't know. That's what I would have liked. So anyway, I just wanted to pour into Christine. I love you, girl. You're all that in a bag of chips.
Too.
If everybody was like you, that would be amazing. So I just wanted to come today. Yeah. She knows how to be a friend rather than to mold you into what she thinks a friend should be. So she lets you be you, and I love that about her. So anyway, I'm going to jump out and let someone else, ask a question or comment. So, Tamisha, I'd love for you to come in before I go, actually, and introduce you to CLB. Come on, Tamisha, let's do this. And then I'll jump off and let you guys go because this is what I do. I just connect people. If you can, Tamisha, if she's listening, if she's awake. I just met her, and she's amazing, Christine, because she was sharing with on the side chat that her story's a lot like your story. So
I saw that.
Yeah, if your backstories are the same, then more than likely your front stories are going to be similar, and maybe mm-hmm. you can do something together, you know?
That's true. This is what it's all about. I think she said earlier she has a meeting coming up, so she may
okay, awesome.
Not be able to join. Right. Yeah.
No worries. All right, so I'm going to jump off
thank
that.
You,
Andy,
Roy.
Thank you, sweetie.
Love you, love. Love.
Good to see you, Roy. Thanks.
Yeah.
I was going to say to Misha, I saw you pop up there for a moment. If you wanted to jump in, feel free.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to accept you there.
Go ahead and try again.
I think there's a slight problem with the – here we go.
Oh, here she comes. Yay. I don't know who's following her. Hello. Hi, Talisha.
Hi.
Hey,
yeah,
lady.
Nice. So it's such a pleasure to meet you. Roy has talked so much about you. He invited us like 15 times.
it was only 14. Come on, don't exaggerate.
Okay, slight
exaggeration. Let me introduce the two of you really quick, a la Roy style. So my newest friend, Tamisha, has already told me a little bit about her backstory and her front story. So what she wants to do, Christine, is next week she's starting her first episode. She's going to unpack a book for us because this book transformed her life about 2.5 years ago. She started reading it, and she says, you know what? It transformed me. Why can't it transform you? And so she asked me after just a couple of hours of chit-chat back and forth, so you want to be my co-host? And I said, I'll do more than that. I'll find you a bunch of co-hosts. And so that's what we're in the process of doing. And that is Tamisha. And so Tamisha, this is my friend Christine. We've known each other almost 6 years. You can only imagine what we've talked about. And I've recorded every single chat. Okay, girls, talk.
Thank you, Roy. Hi, Tamisha. I'm so glad you joined. You were able to join live. Yay.
Yeah, same here. Thank you for having me. I really loved your story. I come from that same traditional Caribbean upbringing, and I remember, well, it wasn't really about design so much, although I did have that side of me. But I remember I went to college and they had this class on entrepreneurship, and I said, hey, I think I would like to do that, because they presented the business cycle. Solve a problem. No, find a problem and then solve it.
Yes.
So I was really fascinated by that. And hold one second. Let me just hang up this call. Yeah, I was trying to start a call, but it didn't go through. So I'm going to have to try later. So I told my dad, and he said, entrepreneurship, what are you going to do? Start a business downtown and sell tamarind balls? Okay, you know what tamarind balls are, Christine?
Love it. Which country is your origination from? Where is it?
So, I'm from St. Vincent.
Okay.
I'm from St. Vincent. My family is very big on, and the culture is very big on, go to school and get your education, which actually I'm very thankful for that and for what it has done for me. But the formal education can only take you so far. In the meantime, the creativity and the gifts that we have to offer and the art that we create, that part is kind of stifled. Mm-hmm. It's not really encouraged and nurtured as it should. So, the bottom line is I grew up and I went right back to what I wanted to do. I came full circle. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there was a boy involved too. But yeah, not even going to talk about that. But we met in college.
Nice.
And he was sharing with me about entrepreneurship and how he wanted to do that. And it just kind of stirred up that gift again. So it's amazing the people that we meet and how they stir up certain things, what I mean, that were buried. Mm-hmm. And I really identified with that part of your story.
Mm-hmm.
But listen,
I cannot wait.
Christine, we need to talk.
I know. I was just going to say, I cannot wait.
We need to talk. We need to have a girl talk.
Well, I'm I've seen your
name. Some girl time needs to happen.
I've seen your name pop up over the past couple of days. That's not a coincidence. And then when I saw your icon pop up, I said, oh, I know her. And then here you are saying we have similar stories. So that is too much overlap for us not to connect.
Yeah.
I am so excited. I'm just going to share this with you. This is one of my favorite quotes. People come into our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. I call these people divine connections. These are people that are placed in our lives to facilitate us on this journey. So we're going to find out why we're connected, all right?
Yes, I can't wait. I'm definitely going to DM you soon. So it's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for sharing your story, for having the courage to really just open up, because it's powerful.
You're welcome.
You know, people want to know that I can crash and burn, and I can be at having that
meltdown
at ground zero, file for bankruptcy, and then still rise back up and succeed. Keep on sharing that.
Yes, ma'am. Stay encouraged, love.
Appreciate you.
Stay encouraged. Okay.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, love. Have a good meeting.
Bye.
Thanks for you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
I like this, that indie band, what's her name? I gotta get it.
I was gonna close out the recording there. So I'm just gonna say thank you all for joining us. If you want to find out more about the show and Christine, you can find out more about it in the description, either on YouTube or on the website, www.theentrepreneursjourney.tv. We are live every week at 8 PM Greenwich Mean Time, UK time. And at 3 PM Eastern Time, if you're cool for joining, say bye for now.
The Entrepreneur's Journey. Create your empowering business story. Interviewing successful entrepreneurs from around the world to share their inspiring journey to success. Tune in live every week for your weekly dose of inspiration. Visit www.theentrepreneursjourney.tv for previous episodes.